It's time to redefine and align to the badass leader and mother you really are. I'm your host, Nicole Weston. I have been coaching moms for the last decade on aligning to what they truly desire so they can be present with their family, create the most successful business, all while having it all. We're going to be talking to moms all around the world who are diving into what does it mean to take care of myself? What does it mean to redefine motherhood so I can live it on my terms, so I can have it all? It's time to rise, and here's the thing. We can't do it alone. Join us as we have some of the most important conversations about how moms are taking their pain and turning it into their purpose. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to another episode on Redefine and Align. I am your host, Nicole Weston, and I'm so grateful that you are here today. I am so excited. I got to sit down with Millie Fox, and I will tell you about her in a moment, but just, you know, when you meet someone and you're like, wow, I feel so connected to you. You just kind of go, wow, look at this. These are the women who have been called forward on such similar missions on healing the planet and healing women and really making an impact in the world. So thank you, Millie, for being here. If you are ready for more, I do have applications open right now for my 3-month program, Becoming. This is a group that is dedicated to helping women and mothers become that badass leader they always know that they are. And it's really a program that is dedicated to diving deep, like getting into the mindset, the energetics, the emotional intelligence, and really leading ourselves through the work and embodying it. So I love this program because of the community. I love this program because of the framework and the tools. It is a trifecta of beauty. So mind, body, and soul, one-on-one, group work, and VIP sessions included, because I think mindset work is so important, but we also need to be letting go of the limiting beliefs and those negative emotions and doing it in a very safe and secure way. So this program is the trifecta. You can apply at the link in my bio as well. So I would love to share with you a testimonial. I love testimonials. They are such a powerful way of hearing other people's experience. Coaching is such a powerful, powerful, relationship. And I love sharing with you the experiences of the men and women I have worked with. So today I'm going to share this one with you. So Nicole is an exceptional human being. She has helped me through things I didn't even think I could get through. I worked with her for about a year and my life has drastically changed since then. My views on others have changed. I am more empathetic, understanding, and kinder to myself. Nicole has changed my life and helped me love myself and others in a way that I never have before. She challenges you to look into yourself, to find out the things that have really hurt you. She brings you back to the past and allows you to forgive those that have hurt you and do the hardest thing of all, forgive yourself. Not only that, I love going to Nicole because she exudes positive energy. She is easy to talk to and she's understanding, which made me look forward to our sessions. She brightens your day and makes you feel completely understood. She doesn't just feel like your coach, she feels like your friend. And that is what makes Nicole and what she does so very special. So thank you. I am so grateful for your feedback and for sharing your experience. So with all of that, I want to tell you about Millie Fox. She is a strategic and energetic coach to badass women who are ready to play big. Her passion is helping women leverage their self-worth as their superpower and believes it's the true foundation for a strong manifestation practice. Millie is a voracious reader, loves all things woo-woo, and is currently wishing her and her little family were wintering in Miami as they usually do. You can find her hanging out on the gram at Millie Fox. That's M-I-L-L-I Fox. So here we go. Thank you. Hi, Millie. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to sit down and chat with you and have you on our podcast. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
I feel like we are going to have a beautiful conversation because when we first connected and getting you on here, it was almost like, I don't think I've ever, you know, I definitely talk a lot, but in speaking with women, I feel like our stories, I was like, oh my gosh, me too. And then me too. And then me too. And I was like, I can't believe you're saying some of these things. I have never met another woman who, you know, I could feel so connected to. And I was like, I have such similar experiences. And yet I'm sure we have very different ones too. So I'm super excited for this conversation today. So thank you. And I would love for you to tell our listeners a little bit about where you're at today and what you are up to.
Well, I'm very excited to be here, first and foremost. And what am I up to? Well, I am up to, you know, coaching women in a similar space to you. I love to talk about manifestation because manifestation is just like this umbrella that encompasses so much more than people realize, you know. So I believe that, well, what I really help women do is to leverage self-worth as their superpower. And I believe that self-worth is just this missing key ingredient in so many things, and especially in manifestation, right? Because when we want to create the reality of our dreams, it all comes from a place of worthiness and feeling that we deserve what we want and to get in touch with our desires and who we really are. So that's what I help women do. And I do so with a variety of tools. I use human design. You know, I'm finishing up my evolved NLP certification right now, which I'm super excited about, which Nicole and I have in common, and that's what brought us together.
So
I'm just really fired up about the work that I do and offering one-on-one and group programs and all that good stuff.
I love it. Well, congratulations. I'm a ENLP, you know, in that circle as well, but HD, human design, is definitely new within the last year of my world. And I originally came across it for my daughter. And I was like, oh, because, you know, they're young, they don't really communicate other than crying. And I was like, how do I get to know this little human being? And I came across human design, and then it's just evolved from there. And I have to say, it has been such a very powerful tool in the work of like, who am I and what do I desire and how do I do the things that I need to do? Like those, that's been blowing my mind. So I love that you are HD as well.
Yeah. It's such a powerful tool for self-acceptance. Like that's really what took me about it was just like, hey, like I'm this way and I'm built this way and I'm allowed to be this way. And I don't have to try to change anything about who I am. Like, because in the personal development world, you know, we get into this like fix yourself mode, you know, it's almost like that you make yourself a DIY project. Yeah. And the shift away from that was just so integral and powerful in my journey. And human design played such a big role for me in that.
I love that DIY. Yeah. We are not broken. We do not need to be fixed. It's more like unraveling and like unwrapping this gift and finding more and more about ourselves, which has been so powerful. So I'd love for you to share with our listeners, what does redefining motherhood mean to you?
So I would say that it's just an allowing of women to be super multifaceted and feminine, you know, like to be in our feminine power. And I don't mean to be girly and whatever. I mean to like not have to try to be lovelier versions of men to in order to be successful in, you know, in business and in motherhood. Like, it's interesting when you start learning about feminine and masculine, how motherhood can actually be a really masculine role.
Totally. Know? Yeah.
How we're, you know, giving orders and checking up and like all this stuff. But understanding that like where the feminine lies and what the power that's inherent in that, and that we don't have to shy away from it. We don't have to shame it. We can do it our way, you know? And for me, how that looks is like having your kids playing in the background. Like I can hear my daughter right now and not feeling any kind of like shame around it. Or even, like, I recorded a training for a friend of mine, her course. And I had my son with me and I was breastfeeding him while I was recording the training. And I had so many women who go through my friend's program that send me a DM and say, you know, I'm just so like in awe of you for just like being so chill, delivering your content and just like breastfeeding your son while doing so. And I think to me, that's what redefining motherhood is. It's like, it's integration, you know, so many women hate the word balance, right?
Totally.
I personally have a different definition of balance than most people, which I'll share with you in a second, but it's this integration, right? Of like, how can you do it together?
Yes.
Right? Like Agreed. Just bring it together. Like you don't have to have this line where if you cross it, oh, I'm not professional anymore. You know, I mean, you know, there's certain like comfort zones for everybody about what feels right and the boundaries for each person. And, you know, maybe compartmentalizing here and there between motherhood and business, but not having these so many shoulds, you know?
Well, and not treating them as separate. Like I am a mother and I am an entrepreneur. Like they're not separate of me. They are totally the one, which is really important as well. Exactly. So when I love to hear your definition of balance, because for me, I always say like balance is really kind of bullshit. And it really keeps us in a place of like, I have to do it all and I have to do it all perfectly. And you just, you actually physically can't, and there's no such thing as perfection. And you're putting yourself in this either or position and, you know, you're bound to just kind of crash. So I would love to hear what balance, what your definition of it is.
Yeah. So I think of the expression, it's all going to balance itself out, or it balances out, you know? Mm. So it's not like, it's always this perfect, like, you know, that you see the scales where the scales are balanced. It's not about that. It's the, it's like more like in my mind, it's the pendulum swinging, you know, the pendulum goes to one side and then it comes back to the other side and it swings. And sometimes it swings too far to one side, you know, but it always comes back and it always balances itself out. You know, eventually it's just going to come back to the middle and like the middle way sort of idea. So in my mind, it's not about juggling everything all the time. Mm-hmm. It's about allowing the ebb and flow to balance itself out over time. So it's not this idea of like, we have to have it all at once. You know, we have to be able to do it all at once. It's the idea that, you know, we can have it all, but it doesn't have to be all at once. You know, there's seasons and that's okay. And they will balance themselves out over the course of your lifetime. And that's the way I step away from resisting that word, because whenever resistance shows up to me, for me, I always want to investigate it, you know, like perception is projection.
Yeah. What mirror am I looking at today? What is it? So I love that too. I love the ebb and flow. And I find, as women, you know, when I was doing the early days of motherhood, it was like, my body is actually designed to give birth to a human and also feed the human, whichever way, right? Because no matter how you're feeding it, you're eventually going to hold the baby or do the bottle or do the boob, whatever you're doing, you have the ability to do both. And it was like, my body was designed to carry life and to also keep, you know, this little human safe and protected. And I also have desires of my own. I'm also passionate about the things that I love to do. And those things don't stop, but they are definitely in a season. And I think taking the pressure off of trying to do it all at once, I don't think there's ever kind of like a conversation about it. It's almost like this expectation, which then that resistance and that heaviness energy comes in. So I absolutely love that. Oh, motherhood and entrepreneurship. What would you say has been one of the biggest things you have taken away, or I'm going to say earned, from being in motherhood and being an entrepreneur at the same time? Like, it's a learning, but it's almost like it's always been on the inside. It's just now it showed up in motherhood and also as an entrepreneur.
Did you say learning?
What learning? Like, I feel like it's like a learn, like I feel like I earned this like recognition of myself, of just how powerful I was. It's like, it's not, it was always there, but it's like, I learned it and also earned it. It's kind of a mind fuck. I will say, you can swear on here as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think one of your biggest, like, holy, like, I can actually, I didn't even know this was possible and I'm doing it. What would you say was your biggest one?
Well, giving birth really like was a huge thing for me. Like it was just life changing. I had a home birth and I was very blessed and lucky, blessed for sure to have been able to have that experience the way that it went down with my first when I became a mother. And just something there really just showed me the power that was in me, you know, that just like
this life force.
Yeah, that life force and that really just like primal, like always existed within me.
Yes.
Power, right? And it, that was a huge shift for sure. It was just like, no, you have this. Like you've got it, you know? And through entrepreneurship and motherhood, I guess the learning was that, so at first it was like a little bit of a pity party situation where it was like, oh, why is it always up to me? You know, why is it always up to me? But then I shifted it into more of like a radical responsibility lens where it's like, no, like that's really powerful that I get to be responsible for my experience, you know, and the experiences of, you know, my children. So it's, I reframed it where it's not like, you know, it's all on my back, but it's like, I get to be responsible for how I carry this load, you know? So it's like, I hear a lot of women talking about how, you know, they do everything all the time. It's only them. Everything is always only them. And there's a part of me in there that goes, like, where are the boundaries? You know, where like, so it was like this shift from poor me, why me, only me to no, like I have the power here. I have the agency here to say, to express my needs, to say like, no, like I don't have to do that all the time. You know, like I can go to bed with the dishes not done. You know, like that doesn't make like, and I don't, and I also don't need to get mad and resentful that, you know, my partner didn't do them. Like
totally.
That's all my responsibility to decide how I carry something. And it's all about learning communication and setting expectations and all this sort of stuff. And it's really important life skills and human skills and relationship skills. You know, like, so really that shift into, and it applies in business too, right? Motherhood and entrepreneurship are just the biggest mirrors that you can sign up to look into, right? So totally when you have both of those, it's really just such an opportunity for growth.
I would say the same thing, that opportunity for growth. I feel like I was in entrepreneurship long, like before I became a mother, and it was like, it cracked me open. And, then motherhood happened and then that cracked me open. And I feel like as you were talking, the thing that comes up to me is like before this work, I didn't know I had a choice. You know, I didn't know that I had a choice of how things were happening. I thought everything was happening to me. And it's like, when I say earned, what was popping up for me as you were talking was like, it's like, I had to earn this badge of honor that I can do it all and I don't have to ask for help. That was like what was passed down through the generations of like, this is what it means to be a woman. Don't ask and hold it all and then resent anybody that's not. And I'm like, this doesn't make sense. Like that is not a badge I want to earn because my partner, my partner is equally capable of doing all the things of being a human and managing the home. And so I have to say communication was one of those things that we like built strongly in our relationship before having our daughter. And it's continuously growing because I'm still human. And so is he. Right. I always say in my work with the women I'm working with in our group, I'm like, when you start to hear yourself say the must be nice, you know, like cooking dinner, and that voice in my head will be like, it must be nice that you can just sit there and do the things. I'm like, whoa, like that is not me. Like who's that came from some other place? Because that is not the case. It happens in real time, but that is not true because I can basically say, hey, do you want to come help with dinner? Like easy, neutral, doesn't have to be anything or it just like empowering,
or
you know?
Just like, hey, can you help me chop these veggies? Like, it doesn't even have to be like this whole big story.
And I would say it's that, you know, choosing to take responsibility of the story that I'm telling myself, the story that potentially was passed down. And then also just like, you know, I would never say that I was a martyr, but then becoming a mother, I totally wore that archetype without like really noticing it. And then it was like this, the moment I realized I was in that archetype, everything shifted in the relationship. It was like, oh, I'm doing this. You're actually just hanging out there, just chilling. I'm running all of these stories. So taking that power back, right? It's just so, it's so big. So, okay. I'm going to go back to motherhood and entrepreneurship. For you, what would you say you are working on now? So you have two little ones, you are in your business. What has been the most profound thing in the last, let's call it 30 days, because we're working in the world of manifestation, so things are happening quickly.
Do you mean working on in my business or like working on like in terms of like personal development?
Hey, you know what? I think it's like both. So whichever one's calling you forward the most.
Well, it applies to both, of course. Cool. Because I don't know. I don't think you can do personal development without it applying to your business, right?
Agreed. So,
really been diving into self-trust in a huge way and just living from my desires, like trying to really tap into, you know, my intuition, my sacral response, which is the human design thing, following my emotional authority, human design thing. But the desires part, it's like that, this idea that like, there's no time for pleasure. There's no time. Like your desires are like these fanciful ideas. Like I'm trying to flip that on its head and like live in desire and live in pleasure as much as I can, follow that, like get into the present moment and just honor where I'm being called to go. And it's not an easy thing to do. Like it sounds like, oh, that sounds nice. Must be nice.
Yeah, you must know? Be nice.
It's actually like you have to be so in tune with your energy. And I'm trying to live an energy forward life where I'm like, when I start to tell myself those stories, right? I heard this expression one time that when your first response to something is your programmed response. And then the second response, like the immediate, like what you tell yourself immediately after you have the thought, that's your true, like that's your true self, or that's that's where you're at now.
Right.
So you hear the program thought, you hear the story, whatever it is, and then you have the choice, right?
Yes.
So I like there's that Viktor Frankl expression is like the place between your stimulus and your response is where your power lies, right? Cool. So there's the response, there's the initial response, right? Which is like your reactive mind. So the story, whatever it is. But then that's not the end of the response. It's what you're choosing to do with that, right? It's what you're choosing to do with the story that you're telling yourself, or what you're choosing to, when you're choosing to recognize the energy that's popping up for you, or whether it's like a forcing, a striving, a proving energy, you know, a should or shouldn't, or I'm not allowed energy. Like you need to slow down so much and be so self-aware and so in the moment to recognize that that's the energy that you're drifting into and course correct, you know, like, oh, I see. I'm telling myself I'm not allowed to, you know, post all this different type of content on social media. I have to niche, you know, so I'm going with one story that's been in my head lately. And it's like, wait a second. I'm allowed to have multiple shows on my channel. People like multiple shows on my channel.
Right.
I love all the different content that I post. So why do I feel like I can't, or I'm not allowed? And then it's like course correcting. Like I desire to share multiple things. It gives me pleasure to share multiple things, or like do the funny stuff, you know, like the reels. I saw you. I saw your reel. I'm really wanting to use that sound actually. Yeah,
it's powerful.
Back in my head. I love that sound. Yeah, so it's that. It's like really in desire, in pleasure, honoring all that good stuff and noticing when the doubts are coming up, noticing when the fear is coming up that like, oh, this isn't logical. Oh, it's not rational. That's not the way they do it. That's not the way it should be done. You know, all of that stuff. It's like, this is the new paradigm.
Agreed.
And excuse me, but it works. The new paradigm is working and I'm seeing evidence of it everywhere and I want in.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, me too. Me too. Me too. Yeah. I agree. I've been referring to actually one of my modules of my program is called The Space in Between. And I feel like that just continues to evolve. It's like what you had just said, right? Like the first thought, then the second response. And there's like that space in between. That's like our power. That's our truth. And it's like, before this work, I didn't know that I had a choice of that. I just, you know, go with the reaction. And I think as women and as mothers, it is so important for us to even have the tools to know that we have a choice. Because I think the biggest thing in self-development is like, oh, once you have it all figured out, or once you've done all the programs, life is beautiful, peaceful, and calm 24/7. And that is the biggest, like that's a lie, because I am a human. I am still going to attract things. It's just not going to, I have found that it's not as dramatic and it's not as intense. And I use that dramatic word with a lot of love because that's how I've been described most of my life.
Yeah.
But I have different resources. And I think it's like really about navigating that emotional intelligence and also like what, you know, what you had mentioned, what we desire. And it's not always going to, it's like, I'm not just sitting over here all the time like this, you know?
The desires aren't always like fluffy, easy things to pursue either. They're like, sometimes they're like big, scary things and require really difficult conversations and like scary investments, you know, and leaps of faith and just being really honest with yourself about what you truly want in life and who you really are and how to show up that way. You know, it's like desire is like this word that's like, it's not, you know, like a frivolous, like, it's not like your cravings, like a Coke, right. You know, it's not not a craving. It's like a soul felt thing. Mm-hmm. Right.
Totally. I felt it in my soul when you said that. I was like, what do I desire? I'm like, I know exactly. And I think navigating the place in between of what I desire and what I actually need to be doing, or what I am choosing to do, like navigating that space, you know, cause we all just would be, it would be nice if you could just all the time, always, you know, chill. But there's things, you know, that keep us moving forward. So there is a reason why you're here in terms of your journey of motherhood and your journey of entrepreneurship. Can you share with our listeners, you know, you and I were chatting about self-love and our journey of self-love. What's a story or a segment of your journey that you found has been the most empowering, you know, maybe for others when you share, but for you, like what's that one place where you come back to and you're like, ooh, like if I hadn't done that, I could have gone down this path. Like I know where that was for me.
Yeah.
Do you have that? Do you have that as well?
Yeah, it was a really dark time actually. Mm. And it involved drinking. I was drinking, and it wasn't like I was drinking a lot every day, but it was when I was drinking, I didn't have an off switch, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was numbing. It was a numbing thing for sure. And I was going down this path, and it was so counterproductive to all the other work I was doing. Like I have been interested in personal development and spirituality for like when I first got into it, I would say I was maybe like 17 or 18. Like I didn't go like full woo. But, yes. Like I got my hands on my first like Deepak Chopra book at like 18, cool. I think. And, yeah. But it was like a lot of bypassing, you know, a lot of like going through the motions. The way I describe it when I talk about this is like, you know, when you see someone who's a dancer and they're going through their routine, like in their head, and they're doing their like little micro movements, but they're not fully doing the dance. They're not like committed to the movements. They're just like going over them, you know. That's how I felt like I was approaching my healing and my development, because I was afraid to hit the core of it, you know. I was afraid to visit the deep pain that I was carrying from a childhood full of trauma and a lack of, you know, love. to put it in a really quick way.
Right.
I was numbing, and man, could have gotten a lot worse. Gotten a lot worse had I not, you know, snapped out of it. And there definitely was a switch, you know. And now I have zero desire to numb. You know, I like the taste of wine still.
Yeah.
You know, my glass of wine here and there. And, you know, sometimes I'll have two, but it's like just this desire to be fully present, because I know now that I want to experience the joy, you know, I want to experience the highs, and I know that you cannot have both. You cannot numb.
Mm-hmm.
And experience the joys. No. You numb both sides.
Totally.
And I truly believe that I wouldn't have been able to fully commit myself to this path of healing and growth had I continued, you know, to numb, because you can't go to all the places when you're numbing like that. Like, you can't see the things and go to the places when you are. So dropping that was a huge, huge, huge thing in my life. That just, you know, opened up so much for me.
Opened it all up. It was like, this is the path. I could go this way, or I'm going to go this way. And this is the result. So thank you for choosing that path. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So if you were to, you know, share your wisdom from that moment, to a mom that's listening today, who is doing the entrepreneur thing, who's doing the mom thing, and, you know, what would you want her to know? From your experience, what would you even want your younger self to know that you have learned now? What do you feel like your younger self would really benefit from hearing from you today?
See, okay, so let me try to say this in a way that it can be heard. Because that's the trick, right? Is that you can say the things, and then the person who needs to hear it isn't gonna, like, you know, take it in.
Mm.
So it's really that you have the answers.
Yes.
And like, it can be so cheesy to hear that. And like, it can just sound like, yeah, I know, you know, I know I have the answers. But what does that really mean? Like, it means that you need to trust yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need to follow your trust, and there is no silver bullet.
Mm-hmm.
There is really not that next big break. Like, there might be, you know, a break, like a, you know, an opportunity, but you have the big break inside of you. Like, you just have to keep betting on yourself, keep moving forward, keep taking the inspired action, and just keep believing in your vision. Get clear on your vision. Believe in it and take the steps, and stop thinking that there's like some magic switch or somebody who has the answer for you, because that is giving your power away. You have the power, you have the magic, and you need to trust that. You need to really, really work on trusting it.
I feel all of that right now. I'm just letting it all integrate. I feel it all. Cause I hear you when you say, like, it's got to land, you know, to actually hear it, to embody it. Cause when we're in our shit, sometimes, you know, someone saying that, it's like, okay, cool. Cool, buddy. But the truth is like what you just said is there isn't a magic switch. It's like choosing to just say I'm all in, and I choose me. And I think that can be a lot, but it can also just be, it is everything. I know that's why I am here, and I'm going to make the assumption that's why you are here.
Yeah.
And choosing that. But isn't it true? Like, we are all seeking this like instant gratification. We're seeing people become successful overnight.
That's what it looks like, right?
That's what it looks like. Yeah. No one could see my air quotes, but yeah, that's what it looks like. And then there's this perception that, like, oh, they've figured it out, or they're doing something that I don't know how to do. So what does that mean about me? And it's like, energy, that's the energy you go into.
You're making so many things mean something about you. And so we're out here surrounded by all these coaches and people doing the things and telling us it's this way, it's that way, or even spiritual healers. Like, there's something that I did that's just like, whoa, it like sat me on my ass, where I thought like, okay, so you're, if you go to a coach, you know, you're looking for the answers because there's like a strategy. But then there's the other side of things where there's spiritual healers and you can go to them because you think it's this like deep, beautiful thing that you're pursuing, right? But you can give your power away to them too. So what happened was I saw a spiritual healer and I think I had like, I can't remember, it was like 4 or 6 week like thing with this woman. And I can't remember if it was the fourth session or what, somewhere a few in. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, Millie, like, I feel like you're using this as spiritual consumerism. And I was like, oh. I was like, even just still saying it, like, goes, wow. I was like, I would never do that. And wow. Then I thought about it and I was like, I am coming to you to fix something about myself. So I guess I kind of am doing that. And I was just like, what does this mean about me? And then I was like, it means nothing. It just means that I need to accept myself. Like I need, this is the final, like this, not, well, it was the final because that really drove it home for me where I was like, I would never, you know?
Yes.
And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. I'm trying to pay to get myself fixed.
Yes.
No, that's not how this works.
No.
Like that is not how this works at all, you know? Mm-hmm. So that was a big eye-opening thing for me when that happened to me. And it was like, or it happened for me, really. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's why I give that message and really try to let you know that like, yeah, you have the answers.
Yes.
You know, you are divine. You came from the same place that all those spiritual healers came from. You know, you have the same essence inside of you.
Yes.
And you need to trust yours.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I have so many goosebumps all over. Yes, yes, yes. I find that the most powerful tool I have learned is being kind and compassionate and gentle to myself because you know, this sounds probably pretty dark, but you know, I come from the belief that when you're done learning, when you're done evolving, you transition, you pass, you are no longer here in this physical earth. And although sometimes that can seem really dark, it's one of those things where it's like, this isn't going to be the session that's going to change it all, but this could be the session where it unlocks that other level of our growth. And it's like this idea or the story we tell ourselves that personal development, I'm going to go there and they're going to fix me and I'm going to do it that way and everything is going to be great.
Yeah.
And then there's like, yeah, but there's so much potential inside of you and all of these things get to unlock your beauty, your essence, your unique abilities, and the world needs that, right?
Yeah.
And that space in between is that compassion for self and truly going,
oh gosh, I always just preach self-compassion.
Yes.
So much. I would say compassion, compassion, compassion. That is like, I say it all the time.
Yes.
So much. Like I teach self-compassion. It's so needed.
So needed in the world because we can be so hard on ourselves. And then that negativity, being hard on ourselves, I feel can just really steal the joy in the moment. And it steals that opportunity to kind of move ourselves forward. So after doing the work with so many women and men, I will say, I actually do work a lot with men. Compassion is that, I find it is that key. It's that ongoing practice. I often say, we say to doctors all of the time that they're in a practice, you know, they tell us something and we hear them and we honor and we respect them. But they're practicing and tomorrow they could learn something new. And it's like, boom, now let's try this. But we give them that space of compassion that they are practicing. Why don't we do that to ourselves? Like we turn a certain age and we're like, now we have to have it all figured out. That is not true at all.
Yeah. And we're all at different levels of development. We're all in different stages of development, you know, in so many different areas because we are so dynamic, right? Like we might be at a more advanced level of development in one area of our life than someone else. And then we might be at it like, and it's just this rainbow spectrum of, you know, places of development that we're at.
Yeah.
All across the board.
I would say like, just hearing you say that, it's like, you know, my daughter's 2.5 and there's, you know, there's the milestones and there's these things and all the things that, you know, you want to be on top of for kids. And then it's like, you can get, I get caught up sometimes in, is she speaking enough words? Is she doing all the things? And then you just go, wait a minute, shut it all off. Who is she? Who is she? What is her personality? What is her soul doing? And again, human design, she's a projector. I am learning so much about a projector, and I love it. And I go, I got some feedback from the childcare center that she's at in terms of making friends. And I was like, are you guys reading her design? You're literally, I feel like you just verbatim gave me what her design is, because that's exactly how she shows up in the classroom. And it's like, you can look at it from one lens and go, oh, like she's not developing in a certain area. But just to your point, we're all developing, we're all evolving in our own spaces, and we are dynamic, and the world needs us to be that way. Like that we are just beautiful as we are.
Yeah, totally, totally. Yeah, I feel you.
So if you could, if anyone is listening and they want to connect with you and they want to find you and kind of dive into your community, where can they find you on social?
Well, the best place is definitely Instagram.
Nice.
So you can find me at Millie Fox, MilliFox.
Cool.
And yeah, that's definitely, I wouldn't direct you anywhere else, to be honest. To the gram.
We will absolutely put that on there. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. I would love to have you back. I feel like our conversations can continue on in this entire world of being a woman, entrepreneur and motherhood. So thank you so much. And it was such an honor to have you here.
Thank you so much for listening. I want to hear from you. What did you love about today's podcast? What are you feeling inspired to do differently? Find us on Facebook at Redefining Motherhood and tell us all about it. You can also follow along on Instagram at the Nicole Weston. Here's the thing, we were never meant to do this alone, and it is time to redefine motherhood and live it on our terms. I believe we can have it all, and I believe in order to do that, we've got to do it differently. Follow along and let us know. Be sure to subscribe. We drop a new episode every Wednesday.